You're listening to Nick Treadwell's Storyville. Sorry Love by Nick Treadwell. A one-act, one-scene play set in the living room of a quiet suburban home in the West Midlands. Jules has been waiting patiently for Baz to return from the pub, where he's been most of the evening. Their son, Ricky, is in his room, playing on his Xbox. It is around 10 p.m. when Jules hears the front door slam, signalling Baz's return.
Where you fucking been, you bastard?
Bloody nice to see you and all.
Well?
What's up? I can't have a drink with the lads now.
What about your tie?
Had a bag of chips on the way home, didn't I?
Chips? This muggins here only cooked your spag bol and treacle sponge pud.
Oh, grouch. I'll have it for me supper, won't I? While I'm watching the match.
Yeah, I'll be lucky. The spag's in the dog and I'll Mickey had your pud.
What? That Workshire scrounger bagged me scram? Oh, fucking knock him into yesterday.
Yeah, I'll lay one finger on him and I'll cut your bollocks off in your sleep, you pot-bellied bully.
Well, why'd you give him me tie?
Why? Why? You fucking need to ask me why when you've been gallivanting up that dirty watering hole all day with your scummy mates.
I told you, didn't I? It were awake for Rog the Dodge who snuffed it last week. I just think a few out of respect, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, Roger Deacon. Nice chap and all. Oh, well, if it were for him then, that's okay, innit? My mistake.
Yeah, well, that's it, innit? Now, can I watch the match?
Yeah, well, hold your horses. I was up the road this morning and I bumped into his missus buying 8 pounds of steak mince in the butcher's.
You mean Jan?
Yeah, Jan. And, well, we got nattering like and I said, oh, I'm really sorry about Rog going suddenly like that. But it were a shock and all. And you know what she says?
I don't know, love. What's that?
She bleeding turns round and says, I hope he ain't dead, because otherwise I saw a sodding ghost cleaning me windows this morning.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so it looks like your mate rose from the dead and made a full recovery from his heart attack last week, you lying git.
Sorry, love. I must have made a mistake.
You made a bloody mistake, all right, you lying git. You think I was born yesterday?
It weren't my fault, Bab. It were Gaz pulling me up to it. Said he needed a few drinks because he lost a big win on the osses last week. Drowning his sorrows and all that.
Oh, bloody hellfire. Gaz fucking fright. I wonder when he'd rear his ugly head. That dim know-it-all. He couldn't organise a piss-up in a brewery, him. Pull the other one, Baz. It's got bells on.
I swear, Jules, I'm telling the truth. He lost a couple of hundred on a three-legged mare in the 240 at Chepstow and needed an hand for a few points, like. Oh, shit.
Do what? You subbed him money to throw up the wall on booze while I've been here making your tie, slaving away doing the housework and God knows what else? Well, that just takes the biscuit, that does.
For fuck's sake, Jules, it's just a few points.
It'd be okay if it was, but it ain't, is it, Baz? You muck that pub every day. I'm thinking about having your bed moved up there so you don't have to come home. But you do, don't you? You come back here stinking of beer. Last week, you were so pissed you tried to get into next door thinking it would hear, you daft drunk bastard.
Yeah, sorry, love. Now, can I put the telly on? I'm missing the match.
Never mind that. Take a look at this that came through the post this morning.
What's this?
Telephone bill, innit? Look at the amount due by next week.
How much? 640 notes for one quarter? It must have cocked it up, mustn't I?
Now, you soft sod, look at the breakdown of the calls.
Aye, they're all the same number. pages of it. Called every night at the same time. Look at the cost. 2 minute call. 20 bloody quid.
Yeah, and that's not the half of it. Listen to what pops up when you dial that number.
You've reached the telephone top-up line for Games World, the UK's most popular online gaming portal with the biggest payouts. Each minute you stay on this line will equate to £10 deposited into your account to use immediately on a range of exciting games from slots to poker. Please enter your user ID followed by the hash key to log into your account and a whole world of exciting games that could win you big prizes. I'm sorry, I didn't quite get that. Please enter your user ID.
Recognise that, do you?
Never heard it in me life, love. I mean, I like a bet on the horses every now and again, but that's me limit, I swear.
So who the bloody hell's been using our phone to pay for online games, then?
Well, if it ain't you or me, it can only be one person.
Ricky! Get down them bloody stairs now. Well, he always did like playing games on the Penny Arcade when we were on holiday to Rill, but this, I'll have his bloody guts for garters.
What's the matter, Dad? I'm in the middle of the game with me mates. I'm going to watch the match, but your mum wants a word with you.
It's a fantastic Baz, turn that TV off.
Oh, bloody hell.
Well, Ricky, we've had the telephone bill in, and it's not good news, son. In fact, we're £640 in debt, and there are some strange numbers being dialed late at night. Way past me and your father's bedtimes. Do you know anything about that? And before you answer, I'm warning you now. If you don't tell me the truth, I'll have your dad put a sledgehammer right through your Xbox and you'll be grounded for 6 months. Understand me?
Yeah, Mum, but I didn't.
Never mind, but. Now, have you been using our phone to pay for gaming online?
No, I swear, Mum, it weren't me, honest.
Ricky, don't make me set your dad on you, because he don't play nice.
You better answer your mum, because I'm missing the foot here, and I'm losing my temper.
We're going to find out one way or the other, son, so you better own up. Come on, we won't hurt you.
Okay, I did it, but I didn't know it was going to cost so much. You bloody idiot, waste of space. Come here, I'll knock some sense into you.
Now, Baz, leave him be. He knows what he's done, and he'll get his comeuppance.
Yeah, no, but it'll make me feel better if I can belt him to the moon and back. Mum, tell him. I'll pay it back, I will.
You will and all, you little devil. £1 a week from your pocket money.
Oh, Mum, it'll take me 12 years to pay it back, though.
Well, looks like all that gambling's paid dividends for your mathematical skills. At least that's summit. Well, we'll talk about this in the morning now. Get upstairs out of my sight before I let your dad off his leash.
Okay, Mum, but how am I going to sleep without me late night fruit machine fix?
Bloody get upstairs now.
Right then. That's sorted. Time for some footy.
What you on about all sorted? Get that off.
Oh, bloody hell.
Before you watch that, I've got a bone to pick with you, sunshine.
What now? Can't a guy watch the match in peace?
I've got something else to show you. It's on my phone. Here. Here it is. What do you make of that then? Hey, what's up? Cat got your tongue?
It's a dick pic, innit?
I know that's your fault, but what intrigued me was whose dick that belonged to.
Well, it could be anyone's, love. They all look the same, don't they?
No, love, they don't, because, you see, a woman knows a man's private intimately, see, and I'd recognise that sausage and two spuds anywhere.
Where'd you get this, Jules?
A friend of mine. She does some home working on that OnlyFans website. Nude modelling and camming, etc. And she gets loads of horrible pics all the time. And occasionally, she shows me some of the nastier ones. Like that one, for instance. Funny that, isn't it? Your dick ending up in her email.
I dunno, love. Technology, ain't it, Jules? It's hard to understand these mod cons nowadays.
Yeah, well, the fact that that pic of your dick exists at all and is floating around the net is worrying enough. But then ending up in some young floozy's email, that's just downright weird. I mean, what are the chances?
Pretty much none, I expect, love.
And you know what? There was a message along with that picture as well. And you know what it said?
I can hazard a guess, love, I suppose.
It said, "This bad boy is an avid admirer. Love, Bazzy Balls."
That's out of order, that, ain't it, Bab?
Well, that's what I thought, see. So I asked Juicy Jen, that's a nickname on OnlyFans, to keep tabs on this Bazzy Balls, and you know what happened next?
Look, love, I'm feeling a bit queasy, to be honest. Probably drunk too much. I think I might have to go lie down upstairs.
Don't you fucking move, Buster, because this bit gets really interesting. You see, next time she's online, Bazzy Balls asks her for one of those, you know, private shows, you know, and I'm sure you do, where you pay for a bit of show and tell, and guess what?
I think I'm going to be sick.
Well, Bazzy Balls comes on and she takes a screenshot of his ugly mug and he's sitting there in his living room, my living room, playing with his member all cool and hard as a cucumber-like.
Oh, God, I know this looks bad, Jules, but I swear...
Bad? Bad? Carry now, Baz. I'm going to cut your Bazzy Balls off and flush them down the loo. I'm going to give you a free vasectomy without any anaesthetic. You just wait and see, you lying, cheating prick. How could you go off parading yourself on the net like that? It's disgusting, demeaning and desperate.
Look, love, nothing I say is going to change what I've done. I know I did wrong. I let temptation lead me astray. It was only the once, I swear.
You forget. I know everything. I know you've been on that site nearly every day for the past 2 months. You've been had, mate, good and proper. After everything else that's happened, the drinking, the lack of money, Ricky gambling and now this, I've just about had enough, Baz. I needed you to help me, but instead, you've gone behind me back, thinking with your bloody manhood again. Football, booze, sex, it's all you ever think about. Well, enough's enough. I've had it up to here with your lying, your boozing selfishness. I'm just about this close to packing a bag and gooing. You disgust me, Baz. You really do. You can't leave your bloody prick alone for 5 minutes. I just can't see any way forward for us.
I know, love, but don't worry, Bab. We'll work something out. Just let me watch the match and we'll figure something out.
Have you been listening to a sudden word I've said? Well, have you? God give me strength. I'm wasting my time here. Why did I even think I could get through to you? It's pointless. You're setting your ways. Well, let's see if I can get your attention. How about I smash your 60-inch flat screen, eh?
Put that remote down, love. You don't know what you're doing.
Don't I? Well, let's see, shall we?
No! Me TV. You cracked the bloody screen, you silly cow.
Good. You know what? It's always the same with you. For instance, when was the last time you took me out, eh? I'll tell you when. 6 bloody years ago, when we went to see that Block Country Spandau Ballet tribute act at the King's Head. What were they called?
Spandau Babby, I think, love.
Yeah, well, that was the last time I got to dress up and go anywhere half decent. 6 bloody years ago. Most nights I'm sitting here, watching the telly, waiting for you to roll in from the pub with your glassy eyes and your slurred speech. And if I'm lucky, mind, I might get a quick poke in bed before you collapse into a restless coma, punctuated with cries and bones. Well, muggings ain't hanging around anymore. You've had it. See how you get on coping with things on your own. It's over, Baz. I've a bag packed upstairs. I'll call a taxi. And that's it. Me done. I'm off.
Aye? What? You mean... You can't just... No. What did I do? Oh, love, don't. Just leave me. Please, love. Let's talk it through. Please don't go, Jules. I can't lose you and the TV on the same night. Not tonight, love. Not tonight. Look, Jules, just give me 5 minutes to say something before you go.
You've got 2 minutes till the taxi arrives.
OK, well, oh God, no pressure, like. This is hard for me, but I've done wrong, Jules. I'm everything you said I was. A lying, deceitful, selfish, self-centred, pathetic excuse of a Neanderthal man. I've neglected our relationship. I don't deserve you. You're better off leaving me and finding someone else who can treat you the way you deserve. And I wouldn't blame you, but, and it's a big but, you'd be throwing away everything. All those happy memories we had together before I lost me way, like. Remember the good times? Our wedding day 20-odd years ago. It rained so hard that day that when you walked down the aisle, you left a little stream of water after you. And by the time you reached me, your mascara had run all down your face. You looked like a clown. And remember the reception in the Royal Oak when the DJ played the music so loud the vibrations caused the disco ball to become dislodged from the ceiling, hitting me square on the head. I had to be rushed to hospital with concussion. And remember our first house in Greenbank Meadows when I got drunk and bodged installing the gas cooker, nearly blowing the entire street up. And how about when Mickey was born? I must have had as much gas as you had, not to mention booze. And I spewed it all up when his head popped out between your legs. You pleaded with the nurses to have me removed because I was such a nuisance. Bloody hell, remember when Mickey was 2, that holiday in Weymouth? I only took my eyes off him for a second and he'd gone. 30 minutes out to sea and on an inflatable bed. I had to swim like the clappers to catch him, poor bastard. Otherwise he'd been brought up in France. And our first car. That Vauxhall Astro went off Tony Topping when I drank him under the table at the Fox and Duck. It was a bloody death trap, that car. The engine caught fire on our drive home. Well, I suppose I shouldn't have been driving, really.
Yeah, it's certainly been one hell of a ride with you, Baz.
I suppose. What I'm really trying to say is, we had good times, Jules. Okay, they were peppered with mostly bad times, but we could again. But I'll understand if you just want to up and leave. Look, what happened with OnlyFans, it was just a mistake. A spur-of-the-minute mistake. It meant nothing. But you mean the world to me. I love you, love. And I'm sorry, love, for everything. Please don't go.
Got ya. Yeah, what? Well, I had a bit of a bet with Juicy Jen that I could break you, make you cry like a baby, you soft git.
You what? You mean you've been pulling me leg? No taxi?
I never called a taxi, but I weren't messing with you exactly. You needed to be taught a lesson, a reality check.
Bloody hell, Jules. What a pair us two are. But what are we going to do? 640 quid in debt and all?
Well, I may have the answer to that.
Do what?
Well, you see, I got talking to Jen and she set me up on OnlyFans with my own page. I'll be making loads of dosh, doing videos and live cams when you've been up the pub getting sloshed.
What? You mean you've been getting your knickers off on the net?
Yeah, it pays good money. It'll pay for that damn phone bill and guess what? It turns out I'm a natural.
Well, I ought to be angry, love, but, you know, it's kind of a turn on knowing my wife's been getting all hot and sweaty with other men and they've been enjoying it.
Well, get used to it, because we might need the money, what with the cost of living crisis and energy bills on the rise.
It ain't the only thing on the rise, love.
Well, OnlyFans could be the answer, but don't you go getting any randy ideas, you dirty sod. I know how your mind works. No, I won't be doing any double headers with Juicy Jen.
You're the boss, love. But let's not get too hasty, shall we? One step at a time.
Yeah, well, I think that's enough excitement for one night. You gonna watch that match now? Oh no, you can't, can you? Sorry about the telly, love. But I had to get through to you somehow.
It's okay, love. I can claim a new one on the house insurance. Pour it down to me wife's mental health or something. Actually, love, I was thinking that we could probably both have an early night and I could run some ideas past you for the OnlyFans.
Bloody hell, did I just hear you right? Well, things must be looking up at last. Come on then, big boy. Let's see what you're made of.
Hey, love, what's your name on OnlyFans?
Could only be one thing, couldn't it? Julie, the floozy.
Wow, things certainly are on the rise, love.
Do what, love?
Oh, nothing.
Sorry, Love was written, recorded, produced and performed by Nick Treadwell. Additional music sourced from the freemusicarchive.org under Creative Commons license, including Prelude No. 21 by Chris Zabriskie at chriszabriskie.com and Free Day by Dennis Kyshuk at audiocoffee.net. Additional original sound recordings sourced from freesound.org. Thanks for listening to this episode of Nick Treadwell's Storyville. Please subscribe if you liked what you heard, and be sure to check out my Substack blog, Letters from Storyville, at nicktreadwell.substack.com.